Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, truly magnificent, awesome, and very sexy people. Sexy at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is your juicy, fruity mama bringing you the latest healing information. Oh, my God, I love that. I love the dichotomy of me. That's the whole. All right, guys, so as I'm sure most of you know, everything is in full swing. We're like jumping ahead energetically in so many different ways in our world right now. I want to quickly invite you to this amazing webinar. I'm really excited about this one, some of the stuff that's coming in already around hormones and creation. And it's March 27th. As you know, I'm going to have the awesome Dr. Frank Brodici with me, whose specialty is hormones, and who also is an amazing channel himself. So I love that we're going to be able to put the medical with the spiritual. You know, there's really a lot of discerning information that is going to be had on that night. So please join me March 27th, 7 to 9. You can sign up at imdwallace.com. It's either on the homepage or the webinar page. You'll find it. Hormones and creation. As you know, this unbelievably amazing Let the Shift Hit the Fan program is in full swing, and that certainly is helping bringing everything in so quickly. If you want to still join us for the two calls per month, you can sign up at www.lettheshifthitthefan.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and sign up for the calls. The rest of the program is closed now. I'm happy to say that next week, because I'm getting masses of emails about this already, that the full first training for this work will take place on June 21st through the 23rd. It's called Creation Station 1. We go over channeling and how to hear the voice and how to discern the understanding and rules of the universe and anything and everything you need to really, truly understand and begin this work. And for the first time, because I've heard from so many of you, those of you that have done it before, you know, I guess they know what an awesome weekend it is, because a lot of people want to come back. And if you have completed Creation Station 1, I'm opening it up to everybody for half price, streaming or live. You can attend for half if you've completed it before. And there's a couple of things on my amazing e-blast that went out. I know I'm using amazing and awesome a lot today, but that's really how I feel. I feel like everything we're doing in this work, especially right now, is off the charts. And I've got two big telesummits coming up. Gabby... March 13th, and it'll be on my e-blast, but I've created a lot of new product that will be rolling out on that telesummit, and then in April, I'm doing Sheila's show and Adelaide's show, so there's a lot of really exciting energy in being able to get this work out more and more and more and more. And that is truly my commitment and my intention. That's why I ask each of you, if there's a friend or an acquaintance that you know that would benefit from this work, and that is probably everybody you know, but and you feel like you can send it to, send the e-blast on and say, just take a look and see if you resonate with this. And by the way, guys, if you're not opening the links, you're missing a lot of stuff. Even if it's a simple statement that you open, but there's just a really lot going on. So, yeah, open the links if you're getting the e-blast, and I hope to God you are, because it's the information that goes on in between the shows. Okay, what we know about hormones so far is thought is a hormone. And also, if you don't accept that you're the creation of all creation, it misaligns your masculine, feminine, and child, which, well, takes your whole balance. We know that masculine, feminine, and child has to be in alignment for creation to happen. So if you are not accepting that you're the creation of all creation, then you're in doubt, and doubt misaligns your masculine, feminine, and child. One of my clients, Warren Hopkins, who's in the SHIFT program, emailed me this, and I think it's a beautiful, it was in regards to a healing venture that we are working on to put together. But I just wanted to read you this one statement that he sent me. If I am not in cooperation with all my creation, even the parts that I have created through lack of choice, then I am disempowering myself. Lack of choice is still an expression of my energy, of my I am presence. And what it creates is not separate from me. So resistance to it in any form is resistance of the self. In other words, not making a choice is making a choice. It's not separate from the creation of you. So thank you, Warren, for putting that so succinctly and so beautifully. Guys, you don't need to ask how much or how. You just need to do. And by doing, I don't mean physically doing. I mean accepting, committing, and saying, no matter what the illusion looks like, I don't care if I've gone on 20 auditions and not booked them. I know that I'm the energy that books. And that's what I focus on joyfully. So that ultimately takes my light and focuses the light into the manifestation of booking jobs. This is an interesting thing that actually was just clarified right before the call. Power is actually a lack in the balance of hormones if it is not put through I am divine love. So power that is not channeled from the intention of love actually messes up your hormones. And that's pretty easy to understand why, because power not through love actually comes from fear, and so you have to assert power in order to feel like you're staying safe. Redemption, you know, I have to redeem myself. I have to pay for past life sins. I have to pay for my karma. I have to redeem myself so that I'm worthy, which oftentimes looks in the form of guilt, creates an imbalance of masculine, feminine, and child, because you don't accept that you're the creation of all creation, and therefore you have to redeem yourself because you're less than. I want you to go back and listen to Monday's show in the archives. You can find it the direct link at imdwallace.com. That's the Awakening Zone show that's called Bright Light. There were some unbelievable channeled messages, and oftentimes I tell them, you've got to listen to Thursday show, because we never repeat the same stuff, guys. It was just a really important show with some important information that came through. So I invite you to go listen to Monday's show, at least the first part of it. And basically what they gave me before I came on, literally right before I came on the show, is you know who you are by defining and deciding who you are. You see, again, who we are is because of who we say we are. So if you want to be and want your life to be love and abundance and health, you have to decide that's who you are. You have to define yourself as someone who lives in and is the creation of love and abundance and health, which is why initially that first statement came in. I am committed to one happy, prosperous, healthy, whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy, simple, quiet, complete now and consistently. And so it is. So, Stephen, I'm sorry to bother you, but this little thing is coming on the switchboard that's saying we're not connected. So can you come on and verify that we are, please, so we can move on? Hello, Stephen. Are you there? Okay, well, I'm going to go into trust then that we are actually connected. Somebody shoot me an email that you're hearing me out there. All right, we're going to go to the callers. Yes, awesome. And I'm going to start with Mika in San Francisco. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Lots of major insight last week around trusting myself and my perceptions of what I'm trusting, and I've shifted a lot.
Good.
A lot more comfortable. My body still things, you know, things trigger and, but you know, playing
just
in the moment.
Bring yourself
and,
back, Mika. It's, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. just about remembering what you know in every moment now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's lots of great insight around the shift blogs and everything, you know, particularly around knowing versus keeping myself in the dark, and realizing, you know, I think I've probably created most of my life from that perspective of just not asking the questions, shrinking back, you know, not taking responsibility in that way for whatever reasons, you know, the fear or the, you know, it's easier just let someone else take care of it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, and then what I'm also observing now is that because so much of creation has happened through that perspective, there's still some sort of untidy things that are cropping up now that I'm having the opportunity to play with and stay in the trust and stay in my knowing and all of that. But I want to call it to attention and see if there's something more that's coming in at this point, because you know what it looks like now is like financially still really kind of precarious, you know, if from a 3D reality, not enough really to kind of.
Yeah, and I get it's not about money, Mika.
And it never is, so that's why I want to get.
Yeah, it's showing up as money, but it energetically, it's, well, again, you know, we talked a lot about this on this show and the other show. I deserve to be here. And let's look at that in terms of money. I deserve to be here. Making a lot of money. That's the here that I accept myself in. That's who I am, is I am Mika, who deserves to make a lot of money and is making a lot of money because I deserve to. There's something else. Hold on. We're going to the sheets. And two. Well, again, see, welcome to hormones coming in. We're supposed to claim this third statement around deserving to be here and deserving to make money, more than enough money, while we are here. So around that, we are all claiming, because we know if it's hers, it's ours. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems, and the radiation of my light within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, also known as the brain. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God, and so it is. So I think if you just keep present with, I deserve to be here, and that means I deserve to make a lot of money here also. And
that's inherent. That's inherent in the statement at this point.
Yeah, okay. And my masculine, feminine, and child energy is always in balance around this. There's just going to be a lot of emphasis on how important the masculine, feminine, and child is. Basically, we have the information that nothing's created unless that's in balance.
Okay.
So if that's not in balance, and again, where it's out of balance in you is in the masculine. Now,
okay.
The masculine is the, well, you can call it competitive. You can call it the power part that takes it out there.
Yeah.
You've been understanding the masculine as I push.
Yeah.
But the masculine, well, why are they showing me? Oh, I know why. I'm going, why am I seeing the giant movie in my, why are they giving me Jack the Giant Slayer, right? Because, you know, Jack had ultimately a lot more power than what we perceive as the masculine, which is the big brute, right? You have to let go of that connection of negativity to power.
Okay.
Power is wisdom. And knowing, and that gives you the power then to take everything out into the world, baby. So we're claiming the symbol, and I am divine love around that. Is there anything higher to know? Thank you, Mika. That was a lot of great discernment there for me as well as everybody. Thanks, baby.
Thank you.
And we are going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, babe.
Hi. I have been doing better, and I just wanted to check and tweak things. I'm manifesting, but, like, I paid all my bills, but things, the money didn't come in as quickly as I expected, so I'm overdrawn. So I just need a little insight on that.
Well, I think it's a continuing, it's the continuing saga for you.
Yeah.
There's always a but, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you're putting out more than you're bringing in, Patty.
Okay.
That's the highest thing. You have to bring that into balance. And I talked a lot about reciprocity.
Yes.
Which is big time up on Monday's show. That's why I want everybody to listen to it. Basically, they're saying the three energetic, God, what did they call it? Like cornerstones of creation is belief, perception, and reciprocity. And reciprocity is mutual exchange. So that means we have to put out what we want, and the universe will mutually exchange its share with us. So if we keep putting out, I'm going to spend more than I have, the universe can only reciprocate in giving you less.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So if, let's just say money represents a balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. If we keep spending more than we create, and we know that we're doing that, we are choosing to take ourselves out of balance of masculine, feminine, and child, which is exactly what creates the balance we want.
Okay.
So you focus now on, I give out to the universe, I am the energy that always gives my fair exchange out into the universe and receives back what I give out. You see, guys, you can't use and abuse money and then wonder why the universe isn't showing up for you. You know, there are people that, and this is not a judgment if this has happened to you, okay? So I want to, and I'm talking to everybody here. This is not a judgment, okay? This is simply something I want you to look at. If situations have befallen on you, for example, and you've had to declare bankruptcy, and you, in declaring bankruptcy, said, you know, I need to take more responsibility for my money. I need to be more in balance here, obviously. And I've learned my lesson from this, and therefore I am going to create myself anew as someone who always keeps their money in a mutual exchange of balance with the universe. That's one thing. If you have befallen on bankruptcy, and then you turn around and do the same thing again, and then your credit is so screwed that you can't even find a place to live, you don't have a right to go, why is this happening to me, universe? Because it's very clear that you have chosen not to be responsible enough to get the message the first time, get the lesson the first time, and move forward to take responsibility. And I'm not talking to you, Patty. I'm using this as an example to teach. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but I think we can all identify with this, all of us, that in some ways we either hoard or we spend too much. And neither one of those is a mutual exchange of energy in the way we want it to be with the universe, is it? If we hoard, we live in the energy of, I don't have enough and I'm scared to death, so I'm going to tuck it all away. If we overspend, we live in, I don't have enough and I'm in lack and, oh my God, where the hell am I going to get it? But it all comes from the same intention of, I'm creating the experience for myself where I don't have. And what our intention is to live in the experience, create the experience, and be the energy that is the experience, that I always, always have more than enough. Okay? So, again, that's where you want to focus. Joyfully. I mean, I took everybody through how to create. So, oh my God, I can feel how great it is to have all that money coming in and feel how great it is that I have all this money that I can pay all my bills and I still have gobs left over. Wow. And I can go out to dinner and I can feel free. I can feel that right now. That's who I am right now. That's what I'm creating. Okay, that's where you want to go, not, oh, shit, there's still not enough.
It's funny because I do have enough money. It just hasn't come here. I mean, it hasn't come to me yet. You know, I get paid 30 days later.
Okay, well, then what you want is for you to create a perfect time schedule where all the money is delivered to you in the perfect timing. And you can, you know, if you have to call every single person and say, I need to change the billing cycle so that's in harmony with when your money comes in, then that's what you need to do. And
yeah,
that's a pretty easy fix.
Yeah, no, like I said, that's what I was doing, and I just needed a little tweak. So
yeah, so
okay.
You got it. Everything's in balance now, and that was a lot of good lessons for everybody. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Okay.
So, guys, we're balancing everything that we've talked about so far today, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. And, again, if you want the symbol and the formula, that is available. And I believe you go to theformula.com, or you can get it from imdwallace.com. You can order it from there also. All righty. We're going to Miss Anita in Ireland. Hello, darling.
Hi, Dee. Hi. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How are you?
I'm great, thank
Good.
You. I have to tell you that I asked you a couple of weeks ago about back pain and about migraine, and I haven't had any migraines since, and my back
awesome.
Has improved a lot.
Awesome, Anita.
Yeah,
Isn't that empowering to see that you
yes.
have dominion over that?
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
It's super. My back it's now better than it's been for, I'm guessing, 7 or 8 years. And that's been a long time coming, but it's super.
Yes, I know it has, baby. Oh, my God. I'm dancing for you, Anita.
Oh, thank
and they're
you.
Saying, because I've been asking, is there anything more? Just keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Your back, well, the highest words are it just needs to release now.
Oh.
So allow it to release, you know, and keep doing whatever you're doing. Your back's getting the message. Your brain's getting the message. Your psyche's getting the message. So,
thank
okay.
you, Dee. Thank you. It's super. It's really, I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, Dee.
Well, I'm grateful to you, you know, that you called in and shared this with everybody, because people need to hear that the work works.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So thank
yes.
you so much for that. And thank you for really listening and doing the work, because, you know, guys, you call in and you hear what to do. If you don't do it, it doesn't matter. And that's what I mean by you can read the books and listen to me and 40,000 other healers, but it's like you've got to take the step and actually apply what we're talking about to see the miraculous results that you can obtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee.
I just love the peace in her voice. Isn't it, when she comes on, it's just, I just feel like she speaks love and peace. I do, Anita. I just love your little voice. All right, we're going to Brian in New Jersey.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something. I've noticed in other episodes and email blasts, you've been mentioning things about the conscious decision and the choice to basically live in this life form that we have here. I want to bring a subject up in context with that. I have an 8-year-old son who is one of the most delightful, charming boys you would ever meet, very intelligent, talented, bundle of sunshine, has aspirations of being a singer, filmmaker, actor. Right around the holidays, though, he started talking about suicide. And it seems to be getting better. We've been taking him to some counseling and whatnot. But I'm wondering, from an energetic level, where is this coming from, and what can I do to help him?
It's coming from the energy of Sandy Hook.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much was he introduced to what went on there?
None, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, as far as you know.
Yeah, I really don't.
I would ask his teacher.
Okay.
But you've got to know that other parents let their kids watch the news about this. There are kids out there that have full. Do you understand? The chakras of the world took a hit with that.
Wow.
So let me see what his involvement is. I started to say energetically, and I was corrected with the word spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Funny, I think I was too.
So let's claim the symbol, I am divine love. Our intention is to bring forth the information to release so that he can be integrated and united into this happy, beautiful, knowing little boy that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sheets. Buck, give me a song.
I think comes to mind is from the cartoon Ren and Stimpy, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy.
Okay. This is the highest understanding. I'm hearing this the highest way. We want the right answer. Highest answer, yes. So basically it's, how can I be happy, happy, joy, joy when that happened to them? I don't have a right to do this. I don't have a right to be happy now.
Interesting. Wow.
God, dude, I keep asking, is there a higher question? Is there something else? Is our intention clear and correct? I get we're right on track with this.
Wow.
You know, so what he needs to know, however, you or the psychologist can help him, is that, you know, there's just no way he can understand all these things that happen in our world. And there's some things we call good and some things we call bad.
Mm-hmm.
But really, everything does happen for a reason. And what is coming through the channel for all of us is that when something that we call bad happens, you can choose your perspective around it. We can look at the kids in Sandy Hook and say, oh, my God, the world's going to hell. What a horrible place. How could this happen here? And go to negative perceptions about America, about guns, about anything that you would want to perceive putting into negativity, okay? Or you can choose the other perspective. These beautiful children brought so much forward to me about embracing life and living life and loving life and being present in every moment because, you know, who knows? So I'm going to live my life in joy, joy, happy, happy all the time because no matter what happens then, I'm going to be joy, joy, happy, happy until I leave.
Wow.
I get that's the highest message. So that's, you know, I joke a lot because people, especially when they just join the community, they go, well, you know, aren't you being a little Pollyanna-y, you know, sticking your head in your sand? And my answer is absolutely.
Yep.
And that's my choice because if the world blows up tomorrow, I will be happy, happy, joy, joy till the very last minute. Those people out there that are constantly worried and constantly living in fear and constantly focused on what could happen are already in hell, so what's the point anyway?
Wow.
And that's my perspective, guys. And that's really as simple as it gets. What world do you want to perceive and live in until you're out of embodiment again? You want to live in a world that you perceive as happy, happy, joy, joy? Or do you want to live in a world where you perceive everything screwed up? I mean, when I say it like that, isn't it a pretty clear choice? The channel is telling me he's going to turn very quickly around about this,
okay.
Brian. You need to see him as happy, happy, joy, joy.
Okay.
You will. We give our kids disservice when we worry about them. Do you understand?
Sure.
We actually, and these were words from the channel, we sin against them.
Wow.
When we worry about them.
Wow.
So, you know, let him know that his job in the world, you know, to help all the children of the world, is to live as happy and free and joy as he can.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Okay, baby. Yeah. Who would
right,
think,
D.
you know?
And I'm feeling, I know this is touching to other people who are listening about any other aspects in life that could be applied to, like, so many different things. So.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Even money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those of us that are worried about money. And, again, worrying about money is sinning against the creation of money.
Wow.
So thank you for that, Brian. And, you know, we stand in support and great love with you,
yes.
baby,
well,
to
thank
bring
you.
This beautiful soul through this, okay?
Thank you so much, Dee. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And we're going to Kimber in Arkansas. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
I was wondering, I'm doing really good as far as my spiritual shifts and all of that and co-creating my life
awesome.
And keeping a positive attitude and everything, but I'm kind of confused on which way I'm needing to go as far as career. I got laid off back in October. I've been co-creating so many of my dreams since then, but at the same time, unemployment's only going to last so long, and I have faith that I'm taken care of and I'm supported by Creator to continue
yeah.
living. And I'm
I've got your answer, baby. And it's funny because this is coming up on both shows in a lot of the Shift program and on my private sessions. You just really have to decide to go back to work.
Right, right, and
you
I'm doing that. I'm trying to figure out which direction to go because I know that I've been doing hasn't quite fit me.
That's because you haven't really decided to go back to work. That's the message I want you to get.
Okay.
You've been going, you know, this has been kind of nice just hanging around.
Well, true, and I have accomplished a lot as far as, you know, doing a lot of light work and stuff like that, but... You know, I do know that I do need to go back to work, and I'm getting to that point where I want, you know, I really, really want to, but as far as trying to find that direction of which way I need to go.
You can't find it till you decide.
Okay.
So in this moment right now, Miss Kimber, do you decide, do you choose to make it your choice to joyfully go back to work?
Yes.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love around that. Now, what do you want to do? What kind of work do you like to do?
I enjoy working with the spirituality and metaphysical type of things. I would love to do life coaching, but I don't have the actual certificates and stuff like that behind me to back me up. You know, I've basically done that all my life, but I also know that the field is somewhat flooded already. So.
Okay. So I want everybody to see what she just did. What she did is, this is what I'd really like to do, but I can't.
Yeah, I guess I did do that, didn't I?
So let me ask you this, Kimber. Has anybody ever asked me if I have a certificate in life coaching?
I'm not sure. I guess not.
Okay. Do you think I coach life?
Oh, yeah.
I don't call myself that. But I sure as hell don't have a certificate in it.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, I beg to differ with you in one way. Yes, there are a lot of people out there life coaching and calling themselves healers. There's very few people that do what we do on this show, which is empower you to know that you're the power.
Right.
most healers out there are still going, you need me to mm-hmm. heal you.
No, that's not the way to go.
Well, we know that, and and that's going to fall away a lot this year. Actually, we're on kind of our last legs of it because people are going, you know what, don't tell me I have to buy another damn thing if I'm going to be okay.
Right.
And that goes back to, you know, I've created a lot of new product for these telesummits. Would I tell anybody that they have to buy them in order to be whole and complete and perfect? No, because I know they are already.
Right.
If they're called to them to empower themselves, right?
Right.
And hang out with the information because it's the vibration that they want and they choose it because they love it. That's a whole other thing. And I think you've got to shift your perspective, right?
Okay. Right.
Because if you have to do what you love.
Absolutely.
So what I want you to know is what you said you want to do, you can do in any job you choose. You can be a light worker, and you must be a light worker, whether you do people's taxes, whether you're a movie star, whether you're a life coach, a teacher, or a plumber. Do you understand you heal in this world by the vibration you are?
Right.
And that means in anything you do. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are and the vibration you take into that.
Right, and I know I knew that in any situation that I'm in, I guess my thought on that was just trying to focus in on strictly doing that, you know, being able to focus in on strictly doing that.
Okay, so why don't you go get your credentials for life coaching?
I'm guessing because I probably limited myself on co-creating what I needed to do that.
Well, because you hadn't decided, you see, baby. Until you commit, the world doesn't come forward for you in mutual exchange to help you create it.
Right.
Okay. So is that what you want to do? You want a life coach?
I would love to do that.
Okay. Then I would go, all right, universe, I'm committed to life coach. And I want the most efficient, quickest and most complete program that I can create right now to obtain this life coaching degree, and I'm going to start doing it while I create my certificate. And I'm going to say to people, I'm really good at this, if you are. And I'm getting you are, and I'm getting you know that you are. I don't have my credentials yet, so I'm going to give it to you for this reduced amount because I don't have my credentials. But I want to start this work because, you know, it's like build it and they'll come. That's
right.
What's going on.
Right.
Hold on. There's one other thing coming in around all this sheet. But give me a song. And this is for anybody that's looking to create a venture that they want. So give me a song.
Three Little Birds.
Three Little Birds. What the hell is that about?
It's a Hawaiian song.
Okay, well, tell me what it's about.
I don't know exactly. I'm trying to think of exactly what it's about. My son.
Well, what does it mean to you, the song?
Just happiness and joy and...
Yeah, well, we got a theme going, you see, here. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah.
And that is what creates, guys. So your best thing you can do right now, other than taking the steps to find where you can get the certificate in the way you want to get it, is to go within and just feel the joy of being a life coach. And giving to people and the mutual exchange of money that comes back to you. and love and appreciation. I'm telling you, you guys pay me more. Trust me. You pay me more in your love and your willingness to play in this community than you do financially.
Well, it just hit me the part of the song that, oh, sorry.
It gives me so much joy that money just keeps getting created. Tell me, what about the song?
The part of the song that I finally remembered the lyric to it was, every little thing is going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, every little thing is all right.
Right.
Because you create it that way, baby cakes. So around all of this, for all of us, everybody join in, all energy that wants to. And we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I am committed to one happy, prosperous, healthy whole, and that makes me happy, baby. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now, consistently, and forever. And we're invoking the masculine, feminine, and child, which tells our brain, say yes to this. So what does it feel like to commit and know where you're going now?
Feels a lot better.
Well,
just to remove that
powerful,
block.
Powerful, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're free now to go create. And that's why everybody says you've got to choose and you've got to commit. And then everything opens up for the flow. Thanks for calling in, baby cakes.
Thank you, Dee. Bless you.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to Cece in Canada.
Hello.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, baby.
Well, you know, this is just a real fantastic show. I'm going through, like, a lot of the same stuff, too. My thing is not being able to make up my mind every time I think of what I can do. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Well, yes, except in the candy store, you look around and you go, ooh, I love all this shit. And then you finally pick something and purchase it, don't you?
Yes.
Because ultimately, looking at that candy isn't what really gives you the satisfaction.
Yeah.
You have to choose, baby.
Okay.
So there's one thing that you're looking at that's not going to give you the joy that everything else is going to give you. Do you know what that is?
That's not going to give it to me?
Yeah.
That would be making hand cream and selling it.
That's true. So move on from that one.
Okay.
Anything else? If you commit to one or all of them, you see, right now, you're saying there's so many things I want to do, and you're using that as an excuse not to get on with doing any of them. Okay, so no more excuses. Do you know how many careers I juggle right now?
Yeah.
Five.
At least two. Five. Oh, my gosh.
Five. So if it gives you joy, you will find the time to do it. Everything will balance out because that's your intention, to lead a balanced life in love. And, you know, go do the things that make you happy. And you
yes.
got four things lined up. Is that true, that make you happy?
Yes.
Okay. You can do them all. Who's saying you have
all right.
to? Who's saying, who gave you that? Your mother. Your mother gave you the message that you have to choose and you can't have it all. So thanks, Mom. That was your perception, not one that I'm going to choose to hold or keep anymore. I'm choosing me. I'm choosing to define me. I am Cece, who gets to do everything in her life that she loves, do it well, make money on it all, stay perfectly healthy and balanced through it all. And that's who I am. That's who I'm committed to. So, universe, now, come on in and play mutual exchange with me. Reciprocity all the way. But right now, all the universe can give you is, I'm in a holding pattern because I can't decide.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no. Boring.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, so you're going to take a physical step today towards something. Pick one. Pick one thing that you're going to go, I'm going to do something today to move this forward. And tell me what it is.
I'll do the mediumship readings.
Okay. How are you going to move that forward? How are you, first of all, going to go in and feel how awesome that is, that you have the freedom now that you've chosen to do that? And then what practical step are you going to take to move that forward?
Put up a website.
That's right. So that's what you get to joyfully do today to start creating what you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are we committed to that?
You betcha.
Okay. So you're going to let us know when that website's up and complete, right?
You've got to know it.
Okay. And every step you do on that website, you go, oh, I can feel the joy of me taking my gifts out into the world. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
All right, baby. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you. Okay, bye.
Yeah. You know, we've got an interesting theme here today about happy, happy, joy, joy, and making choices around that to create our lives. It's really such a completely complete program here that we're putting together today. Steve, I can only imagine what you're going to
thoughts really get reflected back to you. Remember you told me not to focus on auditions and jobs. The second we got off the phone, I got an email from someone I just did a trailer for to sell a film, and they said, everybody loves you, and the trailer is 95% me and no one else. So she said, I love your performance. Everybody thinks it's phenomenal. And then she went, I can't wait for you to audition for the actual film. And I went, fuck, you know, don't do me any favors. You know, it's like you had a whole day of me auditioning for this role. It's on film. And I didn't say a thing, and I just now directing my energy that I book great acting jobs. And this morning, and it's really great to do the shift program with your partner, I was thinking of people who go to seminars to learn to play their Kali and Ganesh and all those people. And I have been one of those people, and I suddenly realized that's magical thinking. Believing in yourself is magic.
Oh, you bet, sweetheart. And it's the greatest magic. Going in and playing pretend, like I keep talking to you all about, and again, we went through, you know, two really fun examples of that on last Monday's show.
Yeah.
That's the most important work you can do, or play, that you can do to create what you want. Now, Steve,
yes,
I want to go back to this. I can't wait for you to audition for this part.
Right.
Okay. It has something to do. Hold on. We're claiming the symbol. I am divine love. Okay, it had something to do. God, we already, just claiming that balanced it out. It had, wow, you didn't even know what the hell it was, dude. I'm being corrected. You did know. You just didn't state it. It still has to do with Steve has to work hard to get what he wants.
Oh, Steve believes in that. Steve has to work hard to not get what he wants. It's like, we got to balance that one out.
You did it. So, you know, I book jobs easy and effortlessly and joyfully. Now,
yes.
That means that they can just be offered to you, but that also means that if somebody says, I can't wait for you to audition for this role, that you audition easily and effortlessly and joyfully.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
No matter how it comes back to you, you remain in the choice of happy, joyful, effortless creation.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. They want us to invoke the golden light. And guys, remember, the golden light just comes down and it consumes all the energy that we've just shifted and just turns it into light. And so out of that light, we create easy, effortless, joyful reciprocity with the universe. Wow.
Wow.
I love it. I am the creation of all creation as easy, effortless, and joyful reciprocity with the universe. Ha! What a beautiful ending to the show. Thank you, baby.
Oh, thank you. I am so thankful for everything you do, and I can't tell you. And so the lovely lady who wants credentials, now you, if you really want a certificate, you can buy it for $10 on the Internet. It's not... Really, you can read some of those emails. Become a Reiki healer for $9.
Yeah, well, and we're integrity, and, you know, if you already know what you're doing and you really do know what you're doing and you just need a certificate, then that's okay.
Yeah, buy the thing for $9. But
you know, so how
interesting. It comes with a bagel, by the way.
It's so New York, Steve. Thank you for calling in, buddy. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, I love you, Dee. Thank you.
I love you, too. Comes with a bagel. Okay, guys, again, if you want to call us for these, join us for these invaluable Let the Shift Hit the Fan calls, go to www.letthesifthitthefan.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and you can sign up for the calls. There are two calls during this month coming up. Very, very exciting shows. And, yep, Creation Station will be up next week. And the webinar, March 27th, 7 to 9. You guys know the importance of hormones. I'm not going to blow the horn any more than that. Hope you're there with us. In the meantime, love yourselves, guys. Open your hearts. Drop into your hearts. And open them. Love yourself. Love yourself more. Burst with the love for you as the God you are, because that's what it's all about. Go in, play pretend. Joy, joy, love, love, and I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.